Let's move on now to First Night, Boston's citywide New Year's Eve celebration tomorrow. It's traditionally a night of music, food, and fireworks, but tomorrow could also include more protests in the wake of police killings of unarmed black men in Ferguson, Missouri, and New York.
On its Facebook page, an activist group in Boston calling itself First Night Against Police Violence says it will stage a march and a die-in in Copley Square tomorrow evening. Today, Mayor Marty Walsh and Police Commissioner William Evans said they respect the rights of protesters but asked them not to disrupt the celebrations. Here's Mayor Walsh.
The point of First Night is to make New Year's a safe, positive, family-friendly event. That's why I'm asking everyone to use common sense and caution on this New Year's Eve.
In recent weeks, protesters have staged rallies and die-ins across the country, including here in Boston. And the subject of building closer police-community relations was again front and center at a meeting last night in Roxbury, attended by the mayor, police, residents, and church leaders, among them Reverend Jeffrey Brown of the 12th Baptist Church in Roxbury, and he's with us now. Welcome, Jeffrey Brown. Always good to have you.
Always good to be here.
What's your view, first of all, I want to ask you? We heard them about this plan for protest tomorrow night. The mayor, the police commissioner saying, of course, they respect the rights of protesters, but ask them to please respect the rights of folks to celebrate. What's your view, first of all, of that?
Well, I think in protests in general, I mean, the point of protesting is to make a statement and to disrupt the normal flow of things in order to make a point. And so these young people are gathering together to do this in order to continue to keep the focus on the issues and concerns that they have around police-community relations and racial inequality in general.
Yeah. Now, I gather that was among the focuses of last night's meeting. Tell me what happened. What was the purpose of last night's meeting in Roxbury?
Well, the purpose of last night's meeting was just to gather together our law enforcement leaders and our community activists, our young community activists together to pray. And to show support for both. I think as communities of faith, particularly in communities of color, we feel that we have a stake on both sides of the issue. We support our law enforcement partners, and I've known many of the police brass for a number of years dealing with anti-violence issues, and they're my friends and they're my partners, and they're people of high integrity. And so we wanted to make sure that folks understood that communities of color support their police partners.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we also support our young people. Many of them we have baptized, and they have come to church regularly. We have watched grow up. And many adults and in the communities of color are very proud of what these young people are doing. And so we were praying for them, and we're praying that that we can sort of reset the terms of engagement, if you will, around these particular issues. We've had deaths on both sides, with Eric Gardner and Michael Brown on the one end, and then we had our two of New York's finest who were tragically gunned down on the other end. We wanted to tone down the rancor of that and really concentrate, as the mayor said last night, on, you know, how do we move forward from here? What are the answers? In many respects, Boston is very different from a Ferguson, Missouri, or a New York City at this time.
And how do we? I mean, I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, clearly there are issues to resolve, but we haven't seen the kind of dissonance, the kind of deep divisions between cops and the community that's been on display in New York just recently, for example. Cops turning their backs in protest to Mayor de Blasio. It seems like there's a reservoir of goodwill here in Boston. So what is the way forward to continue to push this dialogue forward?
Well, you know, in fairness, New York had a very different way of dealing with their public safety issues. I mean, they were very strong in terms of making sure they had plenty of law enforcement officers, and they had a lot of aggressive tactics. And in some ways, they're reaping the whirlwind of that, I think. In Boston, we were very different. We were dealing with violence in a very collaborative manner. We were emphasized services for youth who were at highest risk. And you had a lot of community groups and faith groups who were engaged at the street level, mm-hmm. working in partnership with law enforcement. And that is yielding the dividends that we see today.
Interesting. I'd like you, though, to express a little more about, as you know, I think we had a member of the group Black Lives Matter on this show the last time you were on the show. And, mm-hmm. and sort of the message that I took away was, you know, although recent demonstrations were sparked by Ferguson in New York, there are similar concerns among many here in Boston about unfair treatment at the hands of police. Mm-hmm. What's your assessment of what's sparking those sentiments here in Boston?
Well, I think, you know, as in every profession and particularly in every police district, you're not going to have a completely perfect, you know, group of people. Mm-hmm. You know, in every bunch, there are bad apples, just like, you know, among preachers, there are bad apples in that rank as well. And so you have people who, for whatever reason, mistreat folks at the street level, and they have had bad experiences with the police. I think that's a reality.
Yeah.
It contributes to the challenges that we have in Boston in terms of moving forward police-community relations. But what I'm heartened about is that we've got a leadership in Commissioner Evans and Chief Willie Gross, and others who are determined to really try to push the dime on this. Boston has been a leader for decades around this particular issue. And I think as we move forward, we're going to have to deal with the much harder issues that a lot of times we don't like to talk about, which revolve around a race and inequality. But I think that also impacts policing and, mm-hmm. and the rule of law. And so as we move forward on that, I think Boston is going to lead again the nation in building stronger police-community relations.
Yesterday, Mayor Walsh was on our show, and we asked him what he took away from the message of the protesters that had been staged here in Boston. I just want to play you just a little clip of what he said.
I think you can't ignore the fact that demonstrators are out there demonstrating for whatever reasons they demonstrate. I mean, in this particular case, we have to take into account what they're saying and how do we strengthen the ties, not to take away their argument, because it's not about taking away their argument. It's about strengthening the relationship so young people of color, young black men feel that they feel safe walking down the street and they're not being picked on by police. And that's ultimately what our goal is to get to.
So you mentioned the leadership in this city. Does that sound like a mayor who gets it? I mean, are you encouraged by what the mayor says?
Yeah, I'm certainly encouraged by the mayor. I mean, and what I like about our mayor's approach is that he says that consistently wherever he goes.
Mm-hmm.
He could be in Roxbury talking about that. He can be in West Roxbury talking about the exact same things and saying the exact same things. He's really committed to trying to solve these particular issues. Boston has had a horrible reputation around race relations for decades. It's time to put that to bed and move it forward.
All right. That's a hopeful message to end 2014 on and look forward to a new year. Reverend Jeffrey Brown of the 12th Baptist Church in Roxbury, thank you so much for coming in, as always.
Thanks a lot, man.
And Happy New Year.
All right. You too.
Stay with us. Coming up, an update on Massachusetts' opioid addiction epidemic. The number of overdoses is still too high, and one big challenge, the stigma of addiction. I'm Jill Kaufman.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.